I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The decades-long effort to desegregate Hartford's schools and improve educational outcomes for their students is headed back to court. The case is known as Sheff versus O'Neill. As part of it, the state agreed to ensure that Hartford's magnet schools have no more than 75% of their students who identify as Black or Latino. Anything over that percentage would mean a student would be in a racially isolated school setting. Those magnet schools were built to try to attract more suburban kids to Hartford on the premise that they were more likely to be white. But according to documents filed this week in court, the state wants to change that formula, increasing the number of students who identify as minorities to 80% for the remainder of the school lottery for the upcoming school year. That could have the dual effects of both allowing more Hartford students to attend, but also increasing racial isolation in those schools. The plaintiffs in the case say the move would represent a, quote, unilateral dismantling of the Sheff desegregation system that's been in the works for 15 years. In a statement, a spokeswoman for Governor Daniel Malloy said that while the state has made progress towards integrating schools for Hartford's minority students, too many are still denied access to empty seats in the diverse magnet schools. This change, the governor's office said, is aimed at fixing that. The matter now heads to a court hearing on June 13th. The state has agreed to continue the lottery as is until then. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.